This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his promotion and personal use of an anti-malaria drug as a medication against COVID-19. In remarks to the media after a cabinet meeting Tuesday, Trump said the use of the drug is an individual decision to make. He said the drug, hydroxychloroquine, has a great reputation. There's no solid scientific evidence that the drug can prevent or treat the coronavirus, which has infected an estimated 4.8 million people globally. A retrospective analysis conducted by the U.S. Veterans Health Administration determined the drug may not help mitigate the virus's effects, and it actually may increase overall mortality. In an apparent reference to that government study Tuesday, the president declared it was a Trump enemy statement. Physicians, however, say there are serious risks associated with taking the drug, including the threat that it could interfere with heart rhythms. Trump surprised reporters Monday when he announced he'd been taking daily, for a week and a half, a hydroxychloroquine pill. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin painted a bleak picture Tuesday of the economic devastation wrought on the United States by the coronavirus pandemic. But they held out hope that a raft of loans and assistance to families and businesses would provide relief in the coming months. Already, 36.5 million laid-off workers have filed for unemployment compensation, numbers not seen since the Great Depression in the 1930s. The job numbers will get worse before they get better, Mnuchin told the Senate Banking Committee in remote testimony from the Treasury Department. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. You can download our easy-to-use app, and you're listening to VOA News. Russia's foreign minister said on Tuesday that Moscow had scaled down its military drills amid the coronavirus pandemic. Sergei Lavrov said that the Russian military had decided not to conduct any war games near the country's borders with NATO member nations during the outbreak. He added that the United States was arranging to deliver two plane loads of medical supplies, including ventilators, to Russia later this month. Lavrov's comments signal a possible thaw in U.S.-Russia relations, which have sunk to post-Cold War lows after the 2014 Russian annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and Moscow's support for a separatist insurgency in eastern Ukraine. Voters in Burundi will choose the country's new president, members of parliament, and local officials in Wednesday's elections, which are tempered by the challenge of a coronavirus outbreak and allegations of voter suppression. Burundi's election marks the country's first step in moving away